All right, Coach, you talk about, the practice day looked like another physical one, a lot of hitting today.
Yes, there was. Guys had the day off yesterday, so we wanted to have some physical play out there, and it was goal line and short yardage in our install, so it kind of worked out really good for us to go out and bang, and I thought it was competitive. One session was won by the offense, one session was won by the defense, and that's what you really want at this point in time. You can feel pretty good as the head coach. If you have one-sided, you walk off and you're going, wow, we got issues. So they were competing.
Did you talk about Parade Jerry, five-year career? Did he just come in and tell you he was ready to retire today?
Well, I had a conversation with Parade after lunch today. And, of course, my conversation with my players are private. He did inform me that he was going to retire, and I can tell you this, I want to wish him very well. He's worked extremely hard for us when he's been an Atlanta Falcon. He's laid it on the line every time he's come out, but it was his decision, and I really don't want to get into any more details than that.
Coach, do you enjoy when the defense is down there, when they get fired up and they compete like that and really kind of take some shots?
I do. I like it when they compete. And then in third and one, I kind of liked it when the offense was making first downs. And that's what we've got to do, is we've got to create an atmosphere and a culture right now here in training camp about competition and being passionate about playing the game of football. And it's tough sometimes in training camp because they're long days, but it's good to see the guys still practicing with lots of energy. I think tomorrow night we'll have another spirited practice with it being over at Archer High School and Friday Night Lights.
Coach, any update on Salford and Anger?
Okay. Well, no update on Anger. He's, of course, he had a head injury. He is in the protocol that's league mandated, and at this point in time, he is still in the steps that he has to go through. Dez Southward was probably going to miss about a week of practice time, but he'll be able to do some walkthrough stuff for us. But he has a knee injury, but it's nothing serious. He's just going to be out for about a week, and we anticipate he'll be ready to go.
Did you have a snap count on Julio today?
We have a snap count on Julio every day that he practices. We have a snap count on a number of guys, just not Julio. But we have, as I said, we got a prescription for him, and we've got a prescription for Roddy. Some of the older guys, Steven was on a prescription that we think will help us get healthy and fresh to the first game of the season. We'll reevaluate after the first week of training camp and determine if we're going to up those snaps or make any adjustments.
Fans really cheered when Julio caught that long one. Did you cheer too?
Did I cheer too? Depends on what hat I had on at that point in time. If I had my offensive hat, I'm real excited. If I had my defensive hat, I'm not too excited. That's the thing about this time of the year, when you're not playing another team or an opponent. You feel good about one part of it, but on the flip side, the other side of it doesn't feel as good.
How did Julio look out there?
But yes, it was very good. I have to say, I had my offensive hat on, and very excited to see Julio, and Matt hook up on some long balls.
You guys, the guys still enjoy going back to the high school field? I know you've been doing it for some years now, but you still enjoy going back?
I sure do, and I know our players do. You're going back to your roots when you go back and play on a high school field, and the atmosphere at a high school stadium is completely different than any other venue, and I think our guys that have never done it will enjoy it. And I know the guys that have been doing it a while, it's one of their favorite parts of training camp.
Coach, what will the fans see? What will the format be like tomorrow?
Excuse me?
What will the format be like tomorrow?
The format will be, we will start off and have the first half of the practice will be a practice. We'll do some individual, we'll do some special teams. They'll have an opportunity to see us do some team run, Skelly. That will be in a controlled practice atmosphere where we won't be taking guys to the ground. And then after the cheerleaders perform and we have our halftime, we're going to go out there and play real football. So they'll get an opportunity to to see guys playing the game as close as they can, except for our quarterback, in the scrimmage tomorrow night. So we will be taking guys to the ground. They'll be full speed tackling, and we'll get an opportunity to truly evaluate some of these young players.
If Jerry retired, do you get the roster spot immediately? How's that work?
There's some logistics that you have to go through in terms of paperwork being filed. But once that paperwork is filed, we will be able to fill that roster spot.
Coach, watching your new defensive line for this first week and watching some contact, just your thoughts on just the difference in the way they look, the way they play?
Well, they're bigger. They're stronger. And we've done a very good job this offseason with some of the returning guys as well. But the two guys that we added are much bigger than the guys that we played with last year. I like the way that they're working together. Coach Cox has got them running to the football. The thing that I notice is, for the most part, there's not a whole lot of movement. And when there's not a whole lot of movement, you're going to play the run better, and we've got to play the run much better than we have the last couple years.
What do you think? Any thoughts on Claude Humphrey, who's going in the Hall of Fame there Saturday night on the first old-time Falcons?
Well, I'm very excited for Claude. I've had an opportunity just to be around him a handful of times. I was a young man, not that young, but a young man watching him play. And he was one of the most dominating guys that played in the defensive line, and it's well deserved, for Claude, and I know for he and his family, and really our Atlanta Falcon family, it's quite an honor to have one of our early on Atlanta Falcons going into the Hall of Fame.
You mentioned Coach Cox. What kind of impact do you think he's had on that group?
I think that Coach Cox is as a former player, he's got a lot of energy and passion about the game. He's been doing it a long time, and he can talk to our guys about what it's like in the locker room at different times in the season, so he can be a mentor to these guys. He's working with Mike and the rest of the defensive staff very well.